The demon to my right is the first to speak.
Hi, my name is Bobby.
Bobby is a demon of the traditional mould, all red skin, bat wings and pointy tail. But the new management quite literally doesn't make demons like Bobby anymore. You see, Hell's new zeitgeist is trying to distance itself from all that cliched biblical crap.
I'm here because until now, my life felt like a script. Like I was reading someone else's lines.
In Bobby's lap, bookmarked with a peacock's feather, rests a copy of Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Hi, Bobby,
the group choruses, and Bobby blushes as much as a guy with red skin can.
My name is Lucy.
Lucy isn't sat on a chair. Instead, she's coiled on the floor like a length of rope. I'm told Lucy is one hot mama of a snake, Hindu, god, hybrid, if you moved in social circles, inclusive of Nagas, that is. Her serpentine body inflates and deflates as she picks her words carefully.
No like to talk, but no like torture, no more. KP says he give answers.
Oh, I hear you, darling.
Chimes in Miss Ellie. Lucy shuffles in her scales, pleased to be affirmed.
If I know like answers, eat his face, I will.
Thank you, Lucy. It's always prudent to interrupt Nagas before the venom begins to spill. Okay, I shrug and indicate it's time for the shyest member of our group to talk.
My name's Sue Ellen.
The man monster is crouched over his chair, as if it was a plaything in a child's nursery. Each of his thighs is the size of a wild boar. I suspect he's actually squatting rather than sitting. For if Sue Ellen were to bring his full, dense, muscular mass to bear on that chair, it would snap like kindling. You see, he's just being polite, because he's desperate to fit in.
I was an elite demonic commando. I've tortured legions of the damned and wrestled chief demodans to a standstill. And still, I don't know why KP gave me a girl's name.
I cough, which leads me nicely to naming the newest member of our group. I turn towards the demon trucker, who sits aghast, jaw quite literally resting on his paunch. You, sir, quite simply, have to be called J.R. To be continued next week.